Genesis 11, though, we see what I call the confusion. In Genesis 11, we come to the story of the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Confusion. And it's very interesting, in Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, it tells us exactly what was the motive of those who were building this Tower of Babel. It says in Genesis 11, 4, so that they might make a name, a Shem, for themselves. In Genesis 11, 7, the Bible says that God comes down and confuses the languages so that they could not understand each other. Sin had once again brought chaos into the world. But remember, God had chosen Shem's family to sanctify his name. Now, there's a couple quick points I want to make real quickly about language, because we talk a lot about the Hebrew language. Last week, we taught you the Hebrew song Kadosh. This week, Daniel took time to explain why we sing to Yeshua. There's nothing wrong with Jesus, but why we sing to Yeshua. Point one, remember that this family, this ongoing lineage, is going to be the family that takes us back to the garden. Therefore, it is my belief that the language of Hebrew is most likely the language of the Garden of Eden. Now, I want you to just, put your logical thinking caps on about that. That may be a shocking thing for you to hear. But if God is going to raise up a family to bring us home, where is home? Paradise. Wouldn't it make sense that God would choose the language of the original inhabitants of the garden to bring that knowledge to the rest of the world? Now, look, that's certainly not a doctrine, and it's certainly not a test of fellowship in this place. You can call me crazy, and I'll still let you buy me a Coke, okay? It's all right. But so you know where I'm coming from, it makes perfect sense to me, so that's where I hang my hat. Point number two, I want you to notice the connection. When mankind rejects God and wants to make a name for themselves, the result is chaos and the confusion of language. Now remember, how did God create this world? He spoke it into existence. All right? Notice what happens. Do you remember what happens, I should say, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the Hebrew holiday of Shavuot, when Peter lifts up the name of Yeshua, the truth of who he is comes forth, and all men are able to understand it. Why? Because God does a miracle related to language. Do you see the picture? Jesus is the Redeemer. He's the Restorer. He's the one who's going to speak a message that all humanity will hear and understand as coming from the Father. He's the one that restores the language and removes the chaos.